beat all his people out. But Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he thought he'd give them the rout. So he chased them all down to the Red Sea shore. He thought he wouldn't have to worry about Moses anymore. But Moses stretched his rod out over the sea, and the Lord answered Moses with a little gentle breeze. I can see Moses now with a smile on his face, healing all the people with his gentle grace. I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Yes, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright.
Well, greetings everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here on WWCR. Glad to have you in here with us tonight. Praise y'all. We've got a great program for you. And the title of tonight's message, you don't want to miss it. Call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy is on tonight. And the title of our message is The Fear in the Night. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever wondered what the types of fear that there is? Did you know there's different types? It's important to know that there are actually three types of fear. And the first type of fear is the Greek word eulabia. Eulabia is a type of fear that shows an utmost respect for something, such as your Creator. Eulabia is the kind of fear that we should all have. It is a respect to authority. Now, the second type of fear in the Greek word, these are all Greek words, ladies and gentlemen, is a phobia. A phobia is the type of fear that somebody has that shocks them or causes them to be struck with paralysis. This is also not a bad type of fear. In the Bible, this is a type of fear someone is usually struck with when they see an angel or something of that nature. Now, the third kind of fear is the one we want to dwell on. And it's the kind of fear that you should always avoid. And that type is deleia, which simply means cowardice or fright of some other person or thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said in 2 Timothy in chapter 1, verse 7, that Yah has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Well, if we got the spirit of love, the Bible said that love will cast out fear. If you have nothing to fear but fear itself, then cast out the fear with your love. Remember the first commandment in Mark 12:29? It says to love Yahweh with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your mind, because Yahweh is one. So you don't have to serve two or three different masters. You only have to answer to Yahweh. And if you love Him and put Him first, the Bible says in Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6, for He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So then we can boldly say, Yahweh is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Bible said, fear not the one that can kill your body, but fear Him who has the power to destroy both body and soul. So, remember, He Himself said in Hebrews 13, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. Sometimes you think, as the devil comes roaring down the pike or the highway of your life, and I've always said this, and this is a saying that I have found to be true after 50-some years of the ministry, and that is this. The highway to heaven goes through hell. In other words, you will have to run the infiltration course and face all of the tricks of the devil. Paul said, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. You know, the greatest device that Satan has is this cowardly fear of delaya. The phobia fear is good to have. And so it is with eulabia. Eulabia is respect of Yahweh. But delaya, which simply means afraid of the dark. You know who the dark is? Well, that's Satan. He is the terror in the night. You ever notice that if there's any bad news and it's in the night when you can't see? Well, that's why Satan works in the darkness. That's why that the children of darkness do the things that they do. But listen to this scripture. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. Who's going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for that which is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be frightened. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that if you fear and show fear, that the devil will intensify, just like an animal. An animal senses when you're afraid of them. A dog, a horse, or anything that you, and the Bible says that we are given over, we were to rule over everything in creation. And yet they have such a magnetism about them, dogs and cats and animals, that they can sense your fear. So if you fear, that alerts them that there's something wrong and it's not natural. But perfect love, 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. I want to emphasize this, that the greatest way for you to battle fear is through perfect love. Now, what is perfect love? Confidence that you are serving the right creator. You can't serve two masters, ladies and gentlemen. So in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Now let me give you the definition of fear. It is, as you know, F-E-A-R. We spell it F-E-A-R. And what that stands for, in a real neat way to look at fear, is false evidence appearing real. Now let me repeat that. False evidence appearing real. Did you know that Satan is always a liar? And he's the father of it. And if he can get you to fear, then he's got most of his battle with you won, because fear has torment. So if Satan can torment you and drive you to the point that you fear, then he presents false evidence appearing real and being the liar that he is. If you believe him, you've believed a lie and been damned. That's what the Bible said. Let me give you a little poem here that is written in respect to the message tonight. I need the strength to resist the night, the strength to endure the day, the strength to keep righteous path in sight, and the strength to take them without delay, the strength to find a purpose in life, and the strength to find the truth it brings, the strength to move away from strife, and the strength to stabilize to the rock it clings, the strength to light a friend's day up, and the strength to resist wrathful foes, the strength to fill a stranger's cup, and the strength to shun sin when it opposed, the strength to feel an injured one's pain, and the strength to hold a rejected hand, the strength to act against any gain, and the strength to love without demand, the strength to understand that our King has blessed us with more than we can obtain. Therefore, regardless what time may bring, our strength will continue to reign. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I do know that fear and the lack of spiritual strength, which comes from a lack of understanding. Now, the Bible says for us to be fully persuaded in our own mind. Well, how do we do that, Pastor Buddy? Well, we do that by studying to show ourselves approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The fear of Yahweh brings with it many blessings and benefits. Notice in Psalms 111, verse 10, it says that the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want wisdom, begin to fear Yahweh and begin to walk upright and begin to love Him and begin to serve Him and begin to honor Him in all of your ways. Acknowledge Him and He will establish your path, and it will begin the beginning of wisdom. All who follow His precepts have good understanding. To Him belongs the eternal praise. And as it is written in Proverbs 1 and 7, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Thus, we see how both wisdom and knowledge begins with the righteous fear of Yahweh. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when Adam transgressed, the Bible said he hid himself when Yahweh came walking in the garden and he called out his name, and Adam refused to answer. And when Yahweh found Adam hid, he asked him why he didn't answer him, and he said, "I was afraid." Well, ladies and gentlemen, fear has torment. And perfect love, again, casts out fear. In Proverbs 19, listen as we read verse 23. It says that the fear of Yahweh leads to life. Now, if you want life and you want it more abundantly, begin to righteously fear. Not be afraid and hide. Not be afraid that you're going to come short, because we've all sinned and come short. So that's not the type of fear that Yahweh wants you to have. He wants you to have a reverence and a fear for Him, that you would serve Him with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and strength. 19:23 of Proverbs says, "The fear of Yahweh leads to life. When one rests with contentment, untouched by the trouble," because you know that you're going to have trouble. The Bible said, "They that live godly in the Messiah, Yahweh, Yeshua, in a flesh body, they will suffer persecution." Now, let me show you something here. Did you know that the devil knows the address of the righteous? Did you know that he knows your Social Security number just like the government does? Did you know that he knows your telephone number? And he can give you that fearful call in the middle of the night to get you to believe a lie and be damned. Did you know that Satan is the liar and the father of it? But they that fear Yahweh will bring rest and contentment untouched by trouble. Did you know that Elisha and Elijah were men of like passion like we are, and they had no fear of the devil? Remember when Elijah was going against Jezebel and the government of Ahab in the kingdom of Israel. Did you remember that Elijah was in a safe place and his servant looked down, and coming up the valley and the ravine was a company of 50 soldiers, and the old prophet lay asleep and in contentment. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the master of the ship is resting in the bottom of the boat, and he's there with you all the time. I don't care what it looks like on the surface of your life, how rocky it is, how torturous the waves are. Yahweh is always content to be in your life at the bottom of your trouble. When you dig deep enough, you're going to find contentment and godliness with great gain. But you must honor Him, you must serve Him, and you must prove yourself that you're not afraid of the devil. You must stand up and put on the whole armor that you might be able to fight against the wiles and the craftiness of Satan. You know, he's got a lot of people that work for him. And let me tell you how Satan works. He'll work in the closest thing to your life. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the way Satan works. He'll come in the closest thing that you've got. Job's wife said, "Job, after all this trouble that you're having, surely you've done something wrong. Why don't you just curse God and die?" And Job, in his beleaguered state, when he was covered with boils from head to toe, when all of his children had been reportedly killed by the devil and all of his tricks, Job said, "Woman, you talk like a foolish woman." And here is the bottom line of Job's faith. Yahweh gives and Yahweh takes, but blessed be the name of Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest and most powerfulest name in the universe is overlooked by so many of the Christian people. They've been lied to by these false prophets preaching in the name of a Greek Latin God. And this name is Jesus. If you look up the number 4, the Greek reference for Jesus, the one we call Jesus in the New Testament, it is Strong's number 2424, and it's pronounced in a Latin sense with this sound, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, the Roman Empire, when Constantine ruled in the kingdom, he believed earnestly, with all his heart, that Zeus was God. And so then, he manufactured a Greek Latin name, Jesus, to replace the Hebrew name of our Savior, which, written in Greek, was I-E-U-E. All he had to do was get the Zeus sound in there. So it was I-E-S-U-S. Jesus, and in Strong's 2424 in the Greek concordance, it is pronounced Jesus. This is the Greek God in the Spanish language of Jesus. And that's what the Roman Catholic Church encouraged people to do, was to deny the name of Yahweh. They've even banned their preachers and priests from using the original name of Yahweh. Did you know that the name of Yahweh is written in the Old Testament 6,823 times, where you see the capital letters of YHWH? You'll see the great and the magnificent name of YHWH, the four sacred letters, which in the Greek tetragrammaton, the word is tetragrammaton, which in Greek means four sacred letters. So Yahweh, pronounced Yahweh, by the overwhelming majority of language experts that we can see, as it says in Proverbs 14:27, the fear of Yahweh is a fountain of life, and turning a man from the snare of death. The Bible says, they that know the name of Yahweh, it's a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are saved. Proverbs 14:26, listen to me. He who fears Yahweh has a secure fortress, and all for his children, it will become a refuge. If you see these verses that I have quoted to you in Proverbs 14:27 and 14:26, that Yahweh is the provider of life, security, protection from evil, and confidence, and satisfaction that you can lay down in the bottom of the most turbulent trouble and sleep because you love Yahweh and you know who rules in the night. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not Satan. Satan is a liar and the father of it. So you can see how fear of Yahweh needs to be encouraged in your life. However, the second type of fear mentioned in the Bible is not beneficial and should only discourage those to overcome. And this is the spirit of fear mentioned in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4, where it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Thus, the beginning of the wisdom is to fear Yahweh and to fear His name. Ladies and gentlemen, how do you fear the name? Well, you obey it. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, it says to go into all the world and preach the gospel to the house of Israel. He that believeth and is baptized, it says in Mark 16:18, shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Matthew 28:19, again it says, to baptize them in the name of the Father, and the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is for certain that the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is one name. John 5:43, the Son said, "I come in my Father's name." Now, if the Father's name 6,823 times in the Old Testament in the Hebrew text, oh yeah, I know those that like to use the Septuagint where it says Lord, but did you know that the original Septuagint didn't say Lord? That it had the tetragrammaton in the older Septuagints? Yeah, they'll get a revised Septuagint that says Lord, and they'll say, well, that's what the Septuagint says, and that's the Greek version of the Old Testament. But ladies and gentlemen, you've got to dig deeper and get on a more solid foundation and not fear the devil or the intimidation of all these false prophets out here that's braying as jackasses in the wind. They will tell you or speak to you in the name of Jesus. They will cast their spells upon you. And simply because it's a popular doctrine, just like it was when they worshiped Baal. Do you know what the word Baal means in the Bible? It means B-A-A-L, spelled B-A-A-L, Baal, means in the Strong's reference, Lord. Well, did you know that they changed the name of Yahweh to Lord? And in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, and verses 25 and 26 and 27, he said, "Now, O preachers, O prophets, O ministers, I'm against you because you've taught my people to forget my name, Yahweh, for Baal or for Lord. And all these Lord preachers, and you know what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 5 and 6, says there's many lords and there's many gods. Therefore, be not afraid of them that prophesy lies in the name of the Lord. Be not afraid of those that prophesy lies in the name of Baal, or they worship Baal and prophesy in the name of the Lord. They don't know the difference. They're deceived themselves and would deceive them that would come into the faith. And did you know that everyone that is scheduled to come to the name of Yahweh, he said, those that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. A lot of people have started on their spiritual journey, and the Bible said to strive to enter in at the straight gate. For straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. Ladies and gentlemen, this straight gate, this straight way, is a way that seemeth right to the wicked. But they won't walk in it. They will not have it. They will turn from it and preach in the broad way or the popular way because they're criticized for coming to the straight gate. But the Bible says that the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the Bible says the righteous run into it and are saved. Proverbs 18 and 10. Oh, ain't it wonderful that the name of Yahweh is above every name? And at the name of Yahweh, why do we say hallelujah? You know, I was listening to a preacher the other day on the television, and he was using the name of the Lord, and he would say hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that Lord is not Yahweh's name? But when you use the word hallelujah, you're saying praise be to Yahweh in the original Hebrew language. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I don't speak Hebrew, so therefore, I'm not required to say His name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. The name of Yahweh has never changed from language to language. Names are not translated. They are transliterated from language to language. Did you know that on the torture stake of the Messiah, most Christians call it the cross. It wasn't a cross. It was a tree. And the Bible says that He hung up on the tree and Pilate wrote the name of the man from Galilee. Ever what he said his name was, Pilate wrote it in three different languages. Now you can find it in the book of Matthew, and also you can find what he wrote in the book of Matthew. Did you know that Yahweh revealed His name to His prophets? Did you know that all the prophets, Isaiah, Elijah, that's Yah, it's not Jah, because we use the J sound, it's been inflicted upon us in the pagan Christian world of English language, and Jehovah, which is erroneously translated into the Scriptures in seven different places in the King James Bible, it should have been Yahweh. Everywhere you see capital letters of Lord, L-O-R-D, it should be Y-H-W-H. And ladies and gentlemen, the name of Yahweh was written in Hebrew and in Latin and in Greek. So then we know that Pilate knew who He was because he told Pilate, and His name was not Jesus. when the Catholic clergy went through the land, and when the Roman Empire was conquering the territories, the people began to ask the Roman Catholic clergy, "What is his name? What is the name of your God? You have a powerful God because you've overwhelmed us and overrun our country, and you rule over us. What is the name of your God? We want to worship him." And here's what the Roman clergy told the ignorant and the unlearned people, including many of the house of Jacob Israel. Just say, "Jesus." And ladies and gentlemen, the people begin to shout the name of Jesus. Jesus. And finally, in 1702, a Catholic bishop created a J by taking the Hebrew I, which is a substitute for the Hebrew Y. They took the Y and substituted the I, and by the I, they changed it to a J by cursoring the lower part of the J or the I, and they made a J out of it. And that's how the J come into existence. Did you know that the J was not in the original King James Bible? It wasn't in the original Septuagint. It's been added by the clergy who wanted to deceive you. And the Bible says that they would bring in a name of blasphemy and that they would deceive the very elect. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to caution you who to fear. Fear Yahweh. And the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. If you want the reverent fear, if you don't want to be a coward, if you don't want to run from this truth, walk in and find rest for your soul. If you want the love of Yahweh, and it has to be from the bottom of your heart, you have to reverence him and fear no man. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been threatened in this name Yahweh. I have been spoke evil of. And if you can't take the heat, don't get in the kitchen that Yahweh cooks in, because this message or this gospel or this doctrine will stop every mouth if you're prepared and set for the defense of the gospel. Now let's go again to Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. As Isaiah encourages us, "Do not fear, for I am with you, saith Yahweh. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Again, let's go to Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. "And the angel of Yahweh encouraged Daniel. Then he continued, Do not be afraid, Daniel," because Daniel, when he saw the angel walk up to him, he was terrified with fright because he had seen an angel. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before Yahweh, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them." Ladies and gentlemen, don't quit praying. Don't give up. Don't leave the ship. Stay on board the gospel ship of salvation and make it in the name of Yahweh. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are saved. Let's go to the New Testament. Yahweh said, "Do not be afraid, for you are worth more than many sparrows." Did you know that some people do not figure how valuable you are? Satan knows how valuable you are. You say, "Well, my life, Pastor Buddy's ruined, and I'm not worth anything. God don't love me." That's the devil lying to you. That's the devil trying to seek you, and the devil is trying to destroy you. And the devil is full of lies, and he's got a lot of friends that will persuade you. Just like Job, when he got down to his weakest hour, the closest thing to him who told him he was wrong, and he should give up, and he should quit. But ladies and gentlemen, this gospel is not to them that quit. It's not to them that give up. It's not to them that turn back. Because the Bible said, he that puts his hands to the plow and he looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh's looking for soldiers that will put on the whole armor that is able to stand in the time of tribulation. Everyone that comes into the kingdom of Yahweh is going to be faced with tribulation. Did you know that the devil and his angels are coming here purposely on the earth? And they're working anything that will come against you. They're working flesh and blood. They're working animals. They're working money and finances. The devil will come to you in the form of a person. And he will discourage you and cause you to want to give up. He will insult you, or he will offend you, or he will speak evil of you and make you believe a lie to be down. But Yahweh says you're worth more than sparrows. That's in Matthew 10:31. Now, listen to the types of fear that Yahweh says to not be afraid. Don't be afraid that you're weak. Did you know that in your weakness, Yahweh told Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he said, Paul, or Saul, my strength is made perfect in weakness. And I want to go over that one more time. Remember what we gave you up here in the strength message, that false evidence appearing real spells fear. And Satan is a liar and a father of it and will convince you that you can't make it. He's going to convince you you can't sail this deep sea of unknowns. That you have to start. Oh, how fearful it was when I gave up the name of Jesus and turned to the name of Yahweh. But ladies and gentlemen, I knew in my soul that every time that I had said hallelujah, I was reminded constantly that that was the name. I just didn't know it, that I was praising the name of Yahweh. Every time I said hallelujah, I was saying, as it says in Proverbs 19:23, the fear of Yahweh leads to life. And I begin to reverence Him and fear Him and call upon His name. And whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh will be saved. But how can you call in whom you have not heard? And here's Pastor Buddy tonight, worldwide, WWCR 5070, Clear Channel around the world, on the transmitting Jewel of the South, giving you this message in confidence without fear of being reproved, that I'm preaching to you the only name under heaven given among men to be saved. Ladies and gentlemen, the New Testament, which has been erroneously written by the scribes' lying pen, as it's stated in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8, that the pen of the lying scribes has done these evil things to get you to worship a name that seems right. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm giving you the name that can be written and proven 6,823 times in the Hebrew Bible. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I just don't know Hebrew, and therefore I can't afford one of them Bibles anyway, glory to God. Well, if you would like, write me tonight, and I will send you a copy out of the excerpt of the Hebrew Bible that will prove to you that His name, everywhere you see Lord, is translated Yahweh. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of sound mind and good understanding, and they that love Yahweh and call upon His name have a sound mind, and they have a true understanding. Many people have shipwrecked their faith and turned from this precious name and walked away from Hallelujah. But in the end, ladies and gentlemen, when you stand before Him and when you say, as He said, haven't we done many wonderful works in Your name, Lord? And He's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Let's go to Psalms chapter 56, verse 11. Don't be afraid. Don't become dependent upon someone else. The Bible said, let every man or woman seek his own soul salvation. A righteous preacher will tell you the truth. And a righteous preacher will teach you the fear of Yahweh. He will not make you afraid of Him so that He can rule over you and dominate you and lie to you and steal your soul and take you to hell with Him. Because you know what the Bible said about these preachers, these false prophets that preach Lord and use the name of Jesus? It says that they will be turned into hell because they were deceived by those that deceived, and they deceived those that would listen to them. So turn from those who will not use the magnanimous and the magnificent name of Yahweh. Turn to the great name of Yahweh. Be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission. That means a moving or a pardon. Ladies and gentlemen, and this is the only way given in the Bible. Did you know that the Messiah, when He came, He revealed to them in John chapter 17, verse 6, the disciples that He had chosen didn't even know His name. They had never heard it preached in the church house. And you go into these bellbox churches today, and all they're preaching is Lord this and Lord that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, His name is not Lord, because there's many lords. You've got to determine with righteous fear, not the fear of man. When someone tells you that Yahweh is not His name, you say, get behind me, Satan, for it is written 6,823 times where they have introduced Lord, L-O-R-D, in the King James Bible. It was written YHWH Yahweh and the precious word. Now, a lot of people believe that since it's written Lord, that's the way the Bible was written. And ladies and gentlemen, that is far from the truth. Come out of her, my people, and touch not the unclean thing. Let's go to Psalms 56, verse 11. In God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? It's an awesome testimony, ladies and gentlemen, of those that can trust the Father for their very need. I will not be afraid, for it is the key of overcoming fear. In Psalms chapter 5, verse 11, let me show you who to put your trust in. Let all those that rejoice put their trust in You, Yahweh. Let them ever shout for joy because You defend them. The Bible says, and listen to this, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You better leave a man of Yahweh alone. You better watch yourself, because I don't care how high that you get in the ministry and how powerful you think you are, just because you've got people deceived and you've got people crawling at your feet afraid to even cross their arms before you. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that Yahweh is a strong tower, and it takes courage to reveal the insecurities. It takes courage to reveal your weakness. Takes more courage to do that than it is to hide them. Did you know that toughness is in the soul and the spirit, not in the muscle and an immature mind? I'm going to repeat that because it's worth repeating here tonight. This saying, it takes more courage to reveal your weakness and confess it than it does to hide them. Don't hide your insecurities. Don't hide your weaknesses. Let Yahweh examine your heart. Fear Him. Don't fear man, but fear Yahweh. And toughness is the art of mastering the soul and the spirit. It is not in muscle and an immature mind of these little babies. These preachers remind me a bunch of little babies with their sugar tit. They got to have that praise and that honor. As they call upon the Lord and deny the name of Yahweh, they are ever learning of the truth, but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Let me give you a scripture here quickly as my time is running out. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. This is one of my favorites. It says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Yahweh is the rest. Yahweh is the perfect rest, ladies and gentlemen. And in Psalms chapter 23, "He restoreth my soul." If you need your soul restored, turn to Yahweh. If you're weary and heavy laden and you need rest, turn to Yahweh. Not by power and not by might, but by my spirit, saith Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Not by power and not by might, not by flesh and blood, but by the spiritual instincts of righteousness of those that call upon the great name of Yahweh. Cast your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. As He promised you in Deuteronomy 31 and 6, "I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you." One of the scriptures that He gave me, and I wrote a song to this effect, in the book of Psalms, chapter 46, verse 10, "Be still and know that I am Yahweh." Oh my, what a wonderful scripture. "Be still, my blessed brother, and know that I am Yah. I died for you upon the tree, though you knew me not. I hungered and I suffered while upon this earth I trod. Be still, my blessed brother, and know that I am Yah." He will wipe tears from your eyes when you weep in the night. Revelations 21 and 4 that I quoted last Sunday night. "He will dry up all of your tears. He will turn your fears into laughter, into joy unspeakable and full of glory, because you trust in a name that can be proven over 7,000 times. To him that overcometh, I will give of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone and a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it." Revelations 2:17. This name is new to you. You've never heard it. And although you've heard it, you've cast it off as a laughable name. You have bought into the poison apple that Satan puts out. Oh, it's too sacred to utter. And therefore the Jews wouldn't speak it. That's a lie. He said, "Speak my name, you prophets that have despised my name." Malachi chapter 4. "You prophets that have despised my name." Oh my, how he's going to bring in the wrath of Almighty Yahweh, because they have despised his name. "But to him that overcometh, I will write upon him my new name. And I, even I, am he that blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will remember your sin no more." Isaiah 43 25. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh said, I have overcome the world. In John 16:33, Yahweh is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God and my strength in whom I will trust. He is my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Psalms 18:1. And Psalms 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Yahweh, my strength and my Redeemer. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe that Yahweh is your light and your salvation, whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 27, verse 1. But the salvation of the righteous is of Yahweh. He's their strength in the time of trouble, and Yahweh shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in Him. My, what a powerful promise of a covenant of those who will put their trust in Yahweh. Psalms 46:1. Yah is our refuge, our strength, and a very present help in the time of trouble. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 3 and 4. Listen to me now. You might get weak, but listen. Paul, I'm going to tell you that in your weakness, I am made strong. Strengthen the weak hands and confirm the feeble knee. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, Yahweh will come with a vengeance, even Yahweh with a recompense. He will come and save you. Isaiah 35, 3 and 4. My, what a powerful scripture that we have. He giveth power to the faint of heart. And to them that have no might, He increases their strength. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. But they that wait upon Yahweh, oh my, this is a powerful scripture. One of my favorite scriptures in all of the Bible, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. Ladies and gentlemen, you may be cast down. You may be forsaken. You may feel like you don't have a friend in the world. You may be out of a job. You may have financial problems and you don't know what this dark hour holds in the time of this depressed state of America. But America must repent and return to Yahweh and cast out her fear. Counsel is mine. Sound wisdom. I am understanding and I have strength. Proverbs 8:4. For thus saith Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved, and quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Isaiah 30 and verse 15. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Yahweh. I will strengthen thee, yea, I'll help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. And as Paul said in Philippians, after he got his strength back, ladies and gentlemen, he was without strength. And he was blind and couldn't see. Cornelius came and laid, or Nicodemus and Cornelius, who in the Bible were also very fearful. But when Yahweh comes into your life, ladies and gentlemen, you can say, I can do all things through the Messiah that strengthens me, as Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. Listen to me. Being deeply loved by Yahweh gives you strength. But loving Yahweh deeply gives you courage. Do you have the courage to stand up, ladies and gentlemen? Did you know that the strongest people aren't always the people who win? But the strongest people are those who don't give up when they lose. Oh my, I love that. It's not for those that quit. It's not for them that give up and it's not for them that turn back. Some people believe that holding on and hanging in are signs of great strength. However, there are times when it takes much more strength to know when to let go than to do it. Listen, let me read that one again. Some people believe that holding on and hanging in are signs of great strength. However, there are times when it takes much more strength to know when to let go and then do it. So let go. Turn loose. Make that leap that Helen Keller spoke about. Faith is the strength by which a shattered world shall emerge into the light. Ladies and gentlemen, you have my message tonight on the fear of the night. Yahweh bless this message for your heart, and may He look upon you, and may He smile upon you in faith. If you'd like to write me tonight, you can do so by writing Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight here on the 28th day of December, moving right along. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live here around the world on WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Now, again, you can write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824, or you can call me tonight at area code 423-626-2172. You can call my sponsor, Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, or Brother Paul in Michigan at 1-800-253-2748. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you tomorrow night on WWRB. Now, we're going to introduce you tomorrow night to a new message, and that'll be tomorrow night on WWRB 3.185. Now, that's 3.185 WWRB around the world on the Clear Channel. So we'll see you tomorrow night on WWRB 3.185 with a brand new message for the hour. And Yahweh take a good liking to you. And Yahweh bless you is our prayer. Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are saved. This is the Shady Creek Bluegrass Band taking us out of here tonight. Blessings be to all the house of Israel, wherever you may be. Bring it on, brothers.